Almost 1 month into the war, Ukraine and Russia are in talks to end it.
However, key issues need to be resolved, and the two sides are pretty far apart. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to ditch Ukraine's membership of NATO if Russia withdraws from its territory. He also says that Ukrainians now understand that NATO membership is off the table.
For Moscow, preventing any chance of NATO's expansion in Ukraine was a reason for waging war on Ukraine in the first place. Demilitarization, as the Kremlin calls it. But will Zelensky's concession on NATO make a difference? Russia is also demanding Ukraine accept a neutral status. That would provide a guarantee Ukraine wouldn't interfere in other nations' conflicts.
Ukraine hasn't ruled out guarantees on its own neutrality, but it is seeking guarantees on its own security. Perhaps the biggest sticking point is territory. Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, and the separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Now, President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's willing to talk about those issues. However, for most Ukrainians, handing over territory as a reward for Russian invasion is not going to sit well.
Yes, Russia wants Ukraine to recognize the annexation of Crimea and the independence of Donetsk and Lugansk. But this is an issue that the two sides have been far apart on for a long time. Part of Vladimir Putin's justification for this war was to denazify Ukraine, rooting out what he called dangerous nationalists.
Ukraine's Jewish president has rejected Russia's use of this language. However, there may well be a deal on far-right militia groups as they are fighting as part of the defense of Ukraine. President Zelensky has said that any deal with Russia needs to be put to the people as part of a referendum. So this is only the first step of any potential deal.